stop.
Okay, so today we're on Daf Nun Hey on the top. Right. So we're going to deal with another machlokes that we saw in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir and Yehuda in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis and Beis had a machlokes as to whether or not you can be mischalel hektesh. You can, you know, I don't know how to translate, but you can mischalel hektesh but mazed or not. So the Gemara is now going to bring a Mishnah about a Safek Karbon, and it's going to end up making totally being, you know, make that the Mishnah dependent on the machlokes in Rav Yehuda and Rav Meir. Tanan Hassam. We learned over there being Masecha Shkalim. Behema, Shenimtse Sim Yushalayim, the Migdal Eder, Ukimidas, the Cholaruach, Zacharim Olos, Nekevos, Zivche Shlamim. So, guy's walking outside of Yushalayim, and he sees an animal just grazing around, an animal that should be, looks like it's Roy, it's Roy for a carbon, and just like walking around. So, if it's at a distance from Yushalayim to Migdal Eder, or the similar circumference around Yushalayim, can we? We have a chash that maybe this behemoth got loose and from Yerushalayim. Most behemoths in Yerushalayim were karbanos. So we have a suffix that maybe this behemoth is a karban. I mean, the karban that is right to be brought. So if it's a male animal, therefore it's right to be brought as an ola, we bring it as an ola. If it's female, if it's nikevos, nikevos are not right to bring an ola, because by the parsh of ola, it's a zachar, tamim, yakrivenu. So therefore, zivche shlamim, so that we bring it as a shlamim, because nikevos, female animals, are good for shlamim, because the parsh of shlamim says, im zachar, im nikeva, tamim, yakrivenu. So, the Gemara then asks, so the Gemara now says, it seems to be, the way we explained it was that, you take the male ones, you're makar them for an ola. You take the female ones, you're makar them for a shlamim. So Gemara says, Ella zecharim olos hu dahave zifchei shlamim lo havu. If your choshe says that it's a karbon, how are you telling me that you definitely take the zecharim and you makar them as an ola? Zecharim are good for a shlamim as well. We just said, im zachar, im nekeva, tamim yakivenu. So it can be brought for a shlamim as well. So why are you bringing the zecharim as an ola? You shouldn't be misupik that maybe it's a shlamim. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosha, what are we dealing with over here? Hacha biva lachuv b'dimehen askinon, right? V'hachi ka'amar kashinon shemen olas." Okay, he says, "What we're dealing with over here is you have a guy. You basically have a good Samaritan. A guy walks in this, around, this, walking out there, and he sees this animal. He doesn't know what to do with it. So he's pode the animal." So he's poda a non-mummed animal that's walking around, which is a big chiddush to begin with. Rashi says he's poda it. And what's the Rashi? Amar Voshia b'val l'chol b'dimeyim. It's like the third short line. He says, Klomar I vade lo kriva. This animal itself cannot be hukrav on the mizbeach. You don't know what it is. V'hachik amar. Im ba adam ze lasos lo takana. A guy comes and he wants to fix the situation. U'val l'kabil al'atzmo chol kol d'meah shu b'safik. He wants to then take whatever money it would take to be poda this animal, and then use that money that becomes kodesh to be used to buy the appropriate karpan. So im zachar, if it's a male, who nischayev af b'dimei ola, the chashin and shem ola saying, if it's a female, he just poda it for the value of a shlamim. If it's a male, well then he has to worry that maybe it's an ola, maybe it's a shlamim. So he's got to poda it for two karbanos, one for a shlamim, one for an ola, even for an ola, because the possibility exists that it is an ola. Right? V'achi ka'amar, and that's what the Mishnah says, chashinan shem an ola. Where choshish for the male, the Gemara says, maybe the male is also an ola. So you have to be poded it, you have to be double the amount. You have to pay, because you have to have enough money now to redeem it and use that money now to buy a, you give money.
Aren't you poded just to make it?
Right, and therefore, what the money then becomes kodesh, and with that money, you have to use it to buy a carbon.
So
he has to replace it.
Isn't the only owner that can do it, not anybody?
No, this guy, the Mishnah, is saying that anybody can do it. He's poed it. We don't know who the owner is. It's missing. The Mishnah says whoever found it can go do it. If it was only the owner, then they would never write this Mishnah, because the Mishnah is not talking about the owner.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to find out who owns it before you go through the whole process.
No, the Mishnah says exactly not that. The Mishnah says that whoever finds it and wants to fix the situation goes about and does it this way. V'hachi ka'amar chayshin shema ola. Ooh, and this Mishnah goes according to the Shita of Meir, and the Amar hektesh b'meisin mischalel. He says that now you, on purpose you can be, well, you can be redeemed. You can, I guess, de-sanctify Hekdesh on purpose. B'mezid. That has to be Rav Meir. Look at Rashi. Rav Meir, he the Amar b'masnisin. Rav Meir is the one who said in our Mishnah, Daphne Beis on Beis, Hekdesh b'mezid mischalel. That you can purposely de-sanctify Hekdesh. Right? V'yochol zeh lehotzion lechulin mezid. V'yit b'su adam b'kudushasam. And he can purposely remove this Hekdesh status from his animals, bring them to this animal from Chulin, and then attach the Kedusha onto the money. But al yaday tanai, and he brings it al day tanai. He'll say, he'll yavish shnei damim. Let's say it's the male animal. He'll make it tanai. Echad, right, yavish shnei damim. It'll be two
pennies.
Right, echad l'olav, echad l'shlamim. One will use to buy an ola, one will use to buy the shlamim, the yomer. And I'll say, im ola he, if this animal that was raising around was an ola, harehi u mischalel azo, then it's mischalel on this money, and then this money now is used to buy another ola. Vashini yesh lamim adava, and the money I'm using for a shlamim will just be as an adava. The shlamim here, and if it was a shlamim, you do the opposite. Harehi mechalel al shel shlamim, vashini lidvas ola. So you see here, you have the ability to purposely take off the sanctification of Hekdesh. That goes according to Rav Meir. Now the Gemara interjects and says, wait a second, how can you even do that? The kedushas haguf mi mischalel. How in any situation can you take Kedushas HaGuf, as opposed to Kedushas Damim, how in any situation can you take Kedushas HaGuf and take away the sanctity? Right? V'hatanan, we have a Mishnah in...
Are you ever
pogged? What do you mean?
Are you ever pogged? If you can't
take Kedushas Damim. If I ask you something that's a Karban, Kedushas HaGuf, that's the Gemara's question.
That's right, Kedushas Damim.
This is not Kedushas Dam, this is Kedushas Guf.
The mechanism you transfer.
How can you redeem, how can you take away the Kedusha from Kedushas Guf? The Gemara's assumption now, asking the question, that it can't, that cannot be done. They're going to try to prove this in this Mishnah Me'ilah. Bahatanan, we have the Mishnah Me'ilah. Ein Moel Acher Moel Bu Mukdashin. There's no possibility to do re Me'ilah, to Me'ilah twice, by something that's Kodesh as something that you can't do Me'ilah. Once you do Me'ilah, it's removed from Hekdesh. Except for Ella Bibehema, except something that has Kedushas HaGuf, Uklisharis Bilvad, or something that's a utensil used in the base of Midrash, Uklisharis Bilvad. Ketzad, what's the case? Hayarochev al Gabe Behema. Let's say you have an animal that is already set aside to be a karban. Somebody rides it. Right? Hayarochev al Gabe Behema. Use it in the zoo or whatever it is, riding on it. Bachaveo Virachov. And the second, then so you're riding it, so you do Me'ilah, because you are now getting Hana from the Hekdesh. Right. So usually Me'ilah removes it from Hekdesh.
Right.
But here we're saying, Rochev Agav Behema, Bachaveh Uveracha, Bachaveh Uveracha, multiple people ride on it, Kula Malu, they are all Moel, because you see that Kedushas HaGuf doesn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
But, in another case, Hayashose Bekoshozav, using a golden goblet that was used in the base of Migdash, Bachaveh Uveshasa, Bachaveh Uveshasa, Kulam Malu, they're all are Moel. So therefore, you see from here that when you do Me'ilah on something that has Kedushas HaGuf, it doesn't remove it from Hekdesh. So how can he, in this Mishnah in Shkalim, remove the Hekdesh? It's Kedushas HaGuf. Right? How can Rav Oshia say that he can remove the Korban to Chulin by being Mechal it onto the money? You can't do that. You cannot take away Kedushas HaGuf.
No, if you redeem it, so then it has a different status.
But you're not allowed to. The Mishnah just told us that something that is status. You guys are arguing on the text of the Mishnah. The Mishnah just said that if something is kadosh with kedushas haguf, there's two types of kedusha. There's kedushas haguf. There's kedushas damim. The Mishnah just told us that something that's kedushas haguf cannot be redeemed. That's what it just said. So Gemara says, no. You know what? I'll give you an answer. Hahi, that Mishnah that says that the animal cannot be redeemed if it's Kedushas HaGuf, that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And ha, our Mishnah in Shkalim, which is that you can redeem an animal for Kedushas HaGuf, that's Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir. You're just going to split it. Rashi says, Hahi Rabbi Yehuda, Midiktani Eimol Acher Moel, Rabbi Hasvarad Rabbi Yehuda, the Shavas Le Damar Mastis, and Hektish Meshogim Mishkalel. Rabbi Meir is the only one who says that you can be, that the Me'ilah only applies by Shogig. Sorry, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, so Rabbi Yehuda is going to be the one who says that you cannot, if something's Tadush, because it's a goof, it can't be redeemed. Rabbi Yehuda says, it can be redeemed. And that's his Mishnah, that's the Mishnah in Shkalim. Okay, so the Gemara then says, the Gemara, sorry?
That was
That was according to Rabbi Yehuda that you couldn't.
Correct, correct. That's what we just said. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda, and our Mishnah that we're quoting skulls according to Rabbi Meir. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. Let's look at the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. So, meet Rabbi Yehuda and Nishma the Rabbi Meir. We're going to take Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, and from Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, we're going to extrapolate to figure out what Rabbi Meir's Shita is. What's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir? The machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir was whether you can be Mekat, whether you can be Mischal al Hektish b'mezid. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma, and Rabbi Meir. Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hektish b'shogig Mischalel. Kedushas aguf lo mischala. The only thing that Rabbi Meir says in our Mishnah is that b'shogig, if you do something b'shogig, the Hektish comes Mischalel. He doesn't mention anything about Kedushas aguf. So where does Rav Meir argue? So Rav Meir argues that Hektish cannot be pulled Nifteh ben Shogeg, it has to be Nifteh ben Mezid. But he's not going to say, where does he say, where do we see that you can be Mischal al Kedushas Aguf? You have to look at what Rav Meir Yehuda says. Rav Meir argues on Rabbi Yehuda. Not adding something. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? You cannot be Mischal al ben Mezid, only can be Mischal al ben Shogeg. Doesn't take mention anything about Kedushas Aguf or Kedushas. It doesn't mean only Kedushas Adamim is our Mishnah. So how are you going to say, tell me now? You're making another machlokas. He says, so, Mida Rabbi Yehuda, Nishma Rabbi Meir, Lav Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Hektish, Bishogig Mischalal, U Kedushas Aguf, Lo Mischalal. He doesn't say anything about Kedushas Aguf. So Rabbi Meir Namis, according to Rabbi Meir also, Abba Gab, the sovereign, Hektish, Bimazin Mischalal, even though he says, Hektish can become, you can take away the sanctity of Hektish even if you do it on purpose. Kedushas Aguf lo mischala doesn't mention anywhere that Kedushas Aguf can be taken away. So I still have a kasha on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says to say that you can be, that our Mishnah in Shkalim seems to indicate that you can take the go purposely and redeem Kedushas Aguf. But who holds that? So Gemara says there's a big difference between Mezid and Shogeg. Mezid means you want to do it, Shogeg not. So if you want to do it, it'll work according to Rav Meir. So Gemara says, Hasam. Over there, meaning over here, in our Mishnah, where Rav Yehuda says specifically that Hektesh that is Kadosh b'Kedushas Damim can take away the sanctity b'Shogeg, but he doesn't agree that Hektesh Kedushas Aguf, right? There's there, lo kamakavin lafku unini l'chulin. There's no kavana taken out of chulin. So it doesn't work, right? You can't, that's why Shogeg doesn't work. But Hakha, in the case of Mezid, so Rabbi Yehuda's never going to have an issue of Mezid because he says Mezid doesn't work. Once Rav Meir says that the Mezid, you can't redeem it. You can't take it out. So hakamakabi lafkuni l'chulin. So if you're having the actual kavanah to take it out, he says you can't. Don't tell me that just because Rabbi Yehuda says you can't redeem it, you can't redeem kedushas haguf. Rav Meir also says you can't redeem kedushas haguf. Rabbi Yehuda says you can't redeem kedushas haguf. It's because the only thing he allows you to redeem is by shogeg. Rav Meir is allowing you to redeem by mezid. So that mezid is going to work across the board because you're doing it on purpose. You know exactly what you're doing and you want to redeem it. Rashi says. It's the Hussam Lomikavin. It's actually the third to last Rashi in the wide lines, but it's a little further up. It's like halfway. Hussam Lomikavin, Lafkuni Lechulin, Klomar, Chilul de Mezid, the Rav Meir. When you machal something purposely from Rav Meir, Adifa me Chilul du Shogig, Rabbi Yehuda. It has more power than Chilul du Shogig, according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Ilu Shogig Lomikavin, Lafkuni Lechulin. My Shogig, you have no intention to take it out of a factory to bring it to Chulin, because that's Shogig. This happens to be the Torah says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to bring a korban meila. But hilkach kedushas aguf lo mischat chel. But therefore, kedushas aguf, which is a more stronger level of kedusha, cannot be removed by this mistaken assumption that you do. Aval chilul b'mezid Rav Meir, but chilul by mezid Rav Meir, a kevan lafkuut mikavin lafkuun lechulin. He has intent to remove it, so therefore, it's a higher status of intent, hilkach kedushas aguf, nami mischala. Therefore, it has the ability to remove the kedushas aguf as well. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a very interesting question, which I'm not sure what the Havamin is. The Gemara says, okay, fine. Rav Meir says that you can redeem kedushas aguf, right? Amazing, you can redeem kedushas aguf. So, Eimar de Shamasle Rav Meir bekotche kotchim. Because Kalam Mishamasle, I understand by Kotche Kotchim. Remember, Karbanos is split into two different levels of Kedusha. You have Kotche Kotchim, which is like a Chatos and an Ola, but Kotche Kalim, but Kotche Kalim, like a Shlamim, how do we know that it works by Kotche Kalim? I mean, where does he learn it by Kedusha Guf? Where does he learn it by Kotche Kotchim? And why would you ever think if it only applied to Kotche Kotchim, it wouldn't apply to Kotche Kalim? That's what the Gemara says. Amalei Ahumi Rabbanim, Rav Yaakov Shemei, Kalachomer, Kachekachim are a higher level. If you can redeem, if you can be poda Kachekachim, of course you can poda Kachekalim. So I'm not sure what the Havamina is, and also I'm not sure the Gemara makes the assumption that we see it by Hektish Kutcha Kutchim. And where do we see it like that? I just don't get it. Rashi says, "Aimer de Shamas le Rav Meir, ad Rav Oshia Parich to Ukma Hidus Shkolim Rav Meir." We're asking Rav Oshia, who established the Mishnah that we started the day with, the Mishnah Shkolim. He said that goes according to Rav Meir. So, Aimer de Shamas le Rav Meir, the Amr Hektish Bemezid Mischalav BeKotche Kotchim, Kegon Kotche. The Aleph is probably Bedek. Kotche Bedek Abayis, the Hainu Stam Hektish, Vehu Adin LeKotche Kotchim. The Kula Havel Gavav Kotche Bedek Abayis. I don't know what makes the assumption, but the Kotche Kalam is Shamas le. So the Gemara answers, it's Kabbal Chomer. Like, I'm not sure I know what the question is saying. I don't see what we're getting. I don't know what the Havamina is. Why would you say one over the other?
Unless we're more afraid that somebody's going to play around with Kutcha Kalam, not the Kutcha Kutcha.
But it's not Xerus Durabana. He's saying it's Durabana.
The way
it
touches Kutcha
Kutcha. But it's
very afraid of it.
I think maybe similar along those lines is that Kutcha Kalam, maybe you would say, because Kutcha Kalam, the owner retains a certain piece of ownership in it. Because he gets to eat part of it, so maybe that. So he's not right. So you're not doing it. You're not taking it out necessarily because it's already out. I don't know. Okay, Gemara says Itmar Nami. We also this distinction that you also bring this. Another statement to support what Rav Yaakov just said, that there's no difference between Kutcha Kutchim and Kutcha Kalim. So Itmar Nami Amar Rav Chama. You have to change that gear. So it can't be Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva did not have a son, Rabbi Chama. So does it change the Girsa?
Are you sure?
So it says Bar Ukva, not Rabbi Akiva. Yeah. Okay.
I have Ukva here.
Okay, so Amar Rabbi Chama, Bar Ukva, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer Hayir Rav Meir. Rav Meir was wont to say, Hektesh B'mezin Mischalel, because I'm Rav Meir. You can take away the Kedusha of Hektesh purposely, could go to Chulin. Beshogeg e mischalel, just like Rav Meir Shita, but Beshogeg it doesn't work. Rav Yehuda is the opposite. Echa kotchi kotchim, vi echa kotchi kalim, kavachomer kotchi kalim mischalim, kotchi kalim lo kotchi kain. Both kotchi kotchim and kotchi kalim, once you've established that kotchi kotchim can be mischalel, the kavachomer that kotchi kalim can also take away the hektish. So therefore now, we've established that Mishnah that we quoted in Shkolim, where the guy's finding the animal, and the good Samaritan comes along, well, Samaritan's bad thing to say, it's a Midrash, but a good person comes along and says, but no, Bob, it's a Jewish history joke. He comes along and says, I'll take care of it. He can redeem it on purpose, even without a mum, it seems to be what it says now. So the Gemara says, and that's what happens now, Tehei by Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is like bewildered. How does he translate Tehei? Bewildered. Questioned?
Examined.
I thought it was stronger language. Rav Yochanan, what does he say?
Astonished.
That's better. A better translation, I think. Tehei by Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was shocked to hear this statement of Rav Oshia. He says, V'chi omrim lo'adam amod v'chato b'shvil shetiskeh. Do we allow one person to sin for the benefit of another? What's going on here? You have a guy who's walking outside. He sees this animal. He says, you know what? I'm going to be podit. With what? With Adam Moore. You're not allowed to do that. Right. Okay, it works. Rav Meir says it works. You're not allowed to do it. So he's going to do an Avera in order to fix the situation so somebody else's carbon can get hooked Rav on the Mizbeach. Right, Rashi says, V'chi omrim lo adam, v'chol behemos Mizbeach, asur l'chalo tamima. You're not allowed to be mitchalel. You're not allowed to take away the Kedusha of an animal that doesn't have a mum. She'emar, im behemah hatmeah, if it's tameh, then you can redeem it. You're allowed to do it by a mum. This guy was coming with the money. You tell him to go and sin. In order for him, so he can make sure that this behemoth gets. He's going to do a sin? He's not going to do that.
What's a mum over
there? Mum over is a non permanent. I think. But this animal has no mum. It's a non-mum. What's he doing? So Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan, what's the case that you do over here? How do you explain this Mishnah? He says it a little differently. It's right. Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ad mamtim la acha tumam. The guy wants to be good. He has to take care of it until it gets a mum. Umaisi shtei behemos umasne. And then he brings the two animals and makes the tanai. Rashi says as follows. Ella Amar Rabbi Yochanan, hadikatani zechorim olos lohi. Neither it nor the substitute that you're going to use with the money can be brought while this first animal does not have a mum, while it's tummy, while it's perfect. Ella, mamtim la atzot tamum mum kavua, you have to wait till it gets a permanent mum, v'yehe mutter l'chawla, and then it's mutter to redeem it, and to put it onto the money, and then use the money to buy new ones. U'maisi shtei behemos, and then you...
Why would I do that? It's not hektish anymore.
What? What do I do with what?
Why would I do that?
I don't understand, I didn't hear the question.
It's not hektish anymore.
What's not hektish anymore?
If it's a mum.
It is hektish. It has hektish with a mum.
It's
hektish with a mum. So you can't do anything with it. But you can't use it. You can't do anything with it. You can't do anything with it. So you pulled it.
And give it to a better
kabbayis. No, not a better kabbayis. You pulled it and used that money to bring the other carbon. Right, that's what he says. Umayshi shtei behemos. Chadol ol v'chadol shlomi. Umasna. Im ze ola, tia ola, takhtea, v'chavet shlomi. If it was an ola, then this, the money I'm bringing out to buy the ola, substitute ola is in place of this. And the shlomi I'm bringing is just the dava. And v'im zo shlomi, tia zo shlomi, takhtea, v'chavet to ola, dava. That's what he does. But Rav Yochanan adds, you can't do it right away. You have to wait for it to get a mum kavua, because you cannot redeem it when it doesn't have a mum, because that's a violation. So amar mar, now the Gemara says, wait a second. The Mishnah, let's talk about we just established who the Mishnah goes like, what's the case of the Mishnah. Well, let me ask some questions on the Mishnah. Amamar, the Mishnah had said, Zacharim Olos. If it is a Zachar, if it's a male, you have to be Choshish that it's an Ola. So you have to go, okay, that's a Shlamim, and that's an Ola. The Gemara says, well, those are only two options. There are other potential options that this animal might be. Dilma Todihi. Maybe it's a Toda, because a Zachar can also be brought as a Korban Toda. So eventually, play the odds to a degree, but not when the odds tip in the favor. But right now, who's to say which animal this is? It is equal odds that it's a shlamim, then it's a toda, then it's an ola, right? Those are all the same odds.
Or maybe a chatas fall.
Well, we have to wait. The chatas has different types of rules as well. But we'll get to there. So dilma toda he. So the Gemara says, okay, the maisinami toda. The kavan of the Mishnah is that you also would use the money to bring a korban toda. So the Gemara says, habay lechem, but the korban toda requires you to bring 40 loaves. 30 chametz, 30 non-chametz, and 10 loaves of chametz matzah, of chametz bread. So what do you have, we can do? The Mishnah doesn't mention it. Yeah. The Naisinami lechem. If he brings a korban toda, he has to bring a lechem. So look what this guy is doing. The guy has to spend so much money now. It's one animal, and right now for that one animal, he's got to take care of it and wait for it to get a mum. And then when it gets a mum, he's got to redeem it for a toda, for a shlamim, for an ola, and with the toda, bring the lechem. So it's a big, big undertaking that this guy is doing. So the Gemara says, okay, Dilma Asham who?
It's not really worth it.
Maybe it's an Asham. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be an Asham. You know why? Because Asham ben Shtei Shanim v'Ishtakach ben Shana. The Korban Asham, the animal brought for Korban Asham is the 2-year-old animal, which is called an Ayil, right? And here, the Korban that he found, we'll say he found as a 1-year-old animal. You can tell the difference between a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old. And therefore, there's no suffix that this is a Korban Asham, because it couldn't have been a Korban Asham, because it's the wrong animal. So the Gemara says, wait a second, but not all Ashams, not all Korbanos Asham, are 2 years old. What about the Dilma Asham Mitzorahu, or Asham Nazarhu, that the Torah says that they have to bring a Ben Shana, it's a Kevis Ben Shnato, so maybe it is an Asham. Why are you saying it's only a Zachar? Why are you saying it's only an Ola Shlamin or Toda? Maybe it's an Asham Mitzor or Asham Nazir. Here we're playing the odds and we're saying Lo Shchichei. Those Karbanos are not so Shchiach that you're going to have, you know, often that you have a Nazir or a Mitzorah. So we're going to play the odds and say that is not something that is within the... It's, yeah, statistically, it's not, that would be an anomaly, and we're not going to be Choshesh for that. So Gemara says, okay, but Dilma Pesachu. Maybe it's a Korban Pesach. So if it's a Korban Pesach, that also has to be brought, it's a set tamim kevis, or ace, it has to be 1 year old, and it's a male. So why don't you have to bring another carbon and make a tanai on it and say that this is a carbon Pesach, this should be a carbon Pesach. The Gemara says, wait a second. No. Pesach was mano, if it's during the time, the Pesach season, then mizar zihiri bay. The Balaam are very, again, we're playing the odds, people are very nizar about it, it's not yet lost. I don't know why that's true. We have all those cases. All those cases where the person lost it, and they sent somebody. Remember, we just said they lost it. They sent somebody else to find it. That's how we learned. That's one of the limudim that shluchos shalom adam kamoso was by a lost korban pesach. So there, we're going to learn a whole halacha of shluchos shalom adam kamoso about a lost korban pesach. But here we're not choshes for a lost korban pesach. All right. So pesach bismano mizar zehiri bay and shalom bismano. But if it's not bisman the korban pesach, right? In other words, now someone has a like the case. They found the korban pesach right now. Okay, and we already were mocking about Korban Pesach a couple weeks ago. So what happens with that Korban Pesach? The Korban Pesach becomes a shlum. Right? So Shalobas Manu, Shlumim Hu. And we're already being mocked of a shlum. So you don't have to worry about it. The Gemara says, okay, the Dilma Bechor Meiser Ninu. Maybe this animal is a Bechor, Korban Bechor, that's right, it's the eldest, or it's Meiser, it's the tenth animal, that's Kedusha, and therefore it has to be brought with the halachos of Bechor and Meiser. So how can you say only for an old, only Shlumim or Tota? So the Gemara says, "Lamai hilchasa." Well, what are you concerned about that it's a it's a bechor or that it's meiser? Lamai hilchasa. In other words, the process of the hakrava of the carbon is taken care of by the other animals. What the toda the bechor and the meiser, the process is the same thing as the shlamin. Just they just have more time to eat it, so you just eat it like the shlamim. There's less time to eat it, so you just diminish the time of eating it. But the problem with the bechor and the meiser is lemeichelnu b'mumon, because the halacha by a korban by the bechor and the meiser is that a person can only eat them when they get a mum, right? Right? Rashi. Rashi says lemai hilchosa teirutzuhu klomer lemai hilchosa. You see where it is? It's the last short line, the last short Dibur Maskil. Lemai hilchosa. Teirutzuhu, that's an answer. Klomer lemai hilchosa aslis l'safkunihu b'bechor u'maiser l'michlu b'mumo shesafik bechor b'safik maiser ne'echalim b'mumon l'baylim sharei ein lahem pidyon v'hani naimi l'chishaniftadu ne'echalim b'mumon. In other words, the only thing you could, b'bechor and a maiser, if you have a suffik on them, you can't do anything with them. You have to wait till they get a mum, and then you can eat them. So what are you concerned about? We're also waiting for the mum. We just established like Rabbi Yochanan that we're waiting for the mum. So you're not going to have a problem. No one's going to eat that animal before it gets a mum, because we just said that Rabbi Yochanan established you can't redeem it till you get a mum, because you can't sin before we can't sin without for somebody else to be helped.
You're not mocking these animals with a mum?
You're not mocking these animals. You'd be mechala.
When did they get the mum?
The time, I don't know, between the time that you find it and the time that you bring you pod it with the money.
Then they get a mum, so they're not ready to go to the mizbeach.
Correct, but you can't eat them until you get a mum. So what are you concerned about?
So you're eating,
a regular bechor and meiser. A regular bechor and meiser. Right? If you have a suffik bechor, a suffik meiser. I'm not right. Sure whether this was the bechor. So I haven't seen it. What can I do with it? I can't do anything with it. I can't eat it. Right. Once it gets a mum, then I can. So what are you concerned with over here? That someone's going to eat this before you say, maybe this is a bechor and meiser. So what's the halacha? The halacha would be that you can't do anything with it until it gets a mum. We're waiting for a mum here anyway. Because you can't redeem it until you get the mum anyway. That's what Rav Yochanan said. Right? Says, so you wait for the mum, and then you deal with the chumras of bechor meiser. But you're not going to do anything until it gets a mum, because we just established you can't do anything until it gets a mum.
It's a limbo, basically.
No, it's not a limbo. It's waiting to get a mum, and at the moment you get a mum, then you can redeem it for all these things and spend all the money.
So it gets a mum. It doesn't mean it has to get a mum.
Correct.
So
if you want to call that limbo, then it's limbo. Okay. So Amamar, and send the Mishnah. Right, that was by the Zachar. Let's go the other way. What about the Nekevos? Nekevos Zivchei Shlamim. The Nekevos, we say we're Choshesh. Again, we're going to wait for the Mum. And we're Choshesh that it may be that it was a Korban Shlamim, because this Korban Shlamim could be brought from Nekeva. Duma Todahi. It could also be a Korban Todah. Because the Toda was also brought by with the Nekeva. Where it says the Maisi Toda, you brought the Toda as well. But you need the bread. So the Maisi Nami Lechem, you also brought the bread. Now the Gemara says what you mentioned before. Okay, the Dilma Chatasi. Maybe it's a Chatas. In other words, if it's a female, right? So the Chatas can be brought as a female, right?
Okay.
Yeah, because it's Kifsa Bashnasa. I think that's what it says in Vayikra. The Chatas is a male, a female. I don't have the pasuk here, but I'm pretty sure. So the Gemara says, when they come in that case, it's a different v'ishtakach bashteishanim. It's that you found it as a 2-year-old. You found the female was a 2-year-old, and therefore it cannot be a chatas because a chatas has to be 1-year-old. So it can only possibly be a shlamim or a toda.
If you find it, how do you know how old it is?
Because you're mumkin people in the area who know how old to determine how old an animal is. You do C4 carbon dating. However you figure out the dating, you figure it out.
Count the rings
around the horns.
Around its belly.
I'm assuming that there are mumkin in animals that can tell how old an animal is. Right? The Dilma, maybe Chatos over Shnasa. Okay, so maybe it is a carbon Chatos that got lost. So maybe it was a 1-year-old korban chatas that was supposed to be brought. It ran away, and now it's 2 years old. Maybe it got, so now it jumped the year, right? And the halacha is by korban chatas that is that passed its time. That is a chatas halachas lamisa. There are five korban chatos that we can't do anything with. You have to put them in the, you have to put them, lock them up, and let them die. You can't do anything with it. So that would be the situation over here. Maybe it's a chatas over shnasa, and therefore it has to be brought as a, therefore it has to be put in the kippah and put away so that it dies. So how can you bring in its stead, bring a shlamim? I'm not sure what the question is though. So what? Just let it die and then bring a shlamim also.
What's the
dying? Right, we're not being Makavis Korban anyway, so yeah, what's exactly. What's the big deal? So Gemara says lo shchiach. That's the Gemara's answer. It's not. That's the, again, playing the yard. It's not shchiach that someone's going to lose. That the chatas is that got lost. The animal that got lost, that's specifically a chatas that should have been brought last year and it's been roaming around and it's not shchiach. But I don't understand. If the whole idea is that we can't be mockery of this animal, we can't do anything with this animal until it gets a mum. I'm just thinking out loud. So why not be choshish that it's a chatas that passed a year? Let it put it in the box. Let it get a mum. Then you can be mischal it, and just let this one continue until it dies. Because what's the big deal? You're not doing anything with it anyway. Or maybe a chatas that is supposed to be left to die. You cannot redeem. You can't the money. In other words, since it's set to be die, it can't right. It can't transfer. You can't transfer the kedusha onto the money. Maybe that's
why the person still needs to bring a chatas.
Which person? We don't know who it is.
Why would a person?
So that's the other guy. The guy who lives.
So that chatas is taken care of. You're not worried about.
But you have to focus on that animal.
The question is not the animals. The animals roams around until it dies.
No, it doesn't roam around. It has to be locked up.
What I'm saying
out loud is that if you're locking up an animal, that animal cannot transfer that kedusha onto money. That must be the answer. That's because otherwise you would just say, okay, lock it up. Wait till it gets some mum. You don't have to worry about it. But the Gemara seems to be saying that if you were concerned that's a chatas that's over a year old, you can't do this redemption.
Right.
Must be because you can't redeem a chatas that's holech lemusa. Okay, so the Gemara then says, ishtakach. Okay, so Gemara says, the Gemara asks, ishtakach bashnasa mai. What would be the din if you found it as a 1 year old? Okay, we just said now that the male or the female that you found was 2 years old. Let's say you found a 1 year old. What would be the din? So Tanya, Chananya ben Chachinoy Omer, Eiz Bashnasa L'chatas. An Eiz Bashnasa. If you find it walking around, you have to bring it as a chatas. Rashi says, wait a second. The chatas akadaitach? Can you really tell me that it's a chatas? Rashi says, Dilmalav chatasi. Vehechi kareva. Maybe it's not a chatas. Maybe it's a shlomer. Maybe it's a toda. Right? So the Gemara says, no. Ela Amar Abaye. Kichatas. We have to treat it like a chatas. In that case, kotzil ekipa v'imesa me'alea. In that case, we have to be, if it's 1 year old, then you have to be concerned that maybe it's a chatas, and then you can't do this redemption process, it seems to be. Then you have to lock it up into the kippah, and you wait till it dies. I guess you don't feed it. But you can't, I guess you can't do anything. Right, Rashi says, kotzil ekipa I guess that's what happens. If you really have to be concerned with that it's a chatos, then you can't do anything with it. Then you have this concern that it's a chatos. You can't repod it. You just put it in. You lock it up. Which owner?
The original owner.
So chatas, the owner dies. That's one of the five things. If someone's roommate is bringing a chatas, and before he brings the chatas, Reuven dies. That chatas is holy chamisa. Gets locked up and keep it, and it dies because you can't
do anything with
it. Nope, that's one of the five.
Yeah, that's how I was understanding the whole thing. You can't do anything with the chatas anyway.
That's what they're saying. Because if you find the female that's 1 year old. If you find the male, you don't have to be worried that it's a chatas. And if you find the female that's 2 years old, you don't have to be worried that it's a chatas either. You only have to be worried that maybe it's a chatas that's now 2 years, that time passed, that's not shriach. But if it's 1 year old, then it's shriach, and then you have to treat it like the chatas. Okay, stop here.